We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the show, Ivy Nation Sports Talk. We're up and running. Glad to have you here today. It's a little bit different show today. It's just me, Sean Solo's show, I guess. No Vince, no Jesse, because they both have, you know, day job responsibilities, whatever else. For our regulars, take note, you know, Salty didn't have to put me on the clock today to say, hey, it's time to get going. Because I'm solo. I'm not waiting on anybody. So the show actually started on time. So we got that going for us. You are stuck with just me, but we have two guests coming up on today's show. It's our first two-guest show. I'll tell you about them in a minute. But we do have a couple basketball notes off the top today to start with. If you hadn't seen, Micah Shrewsbury landed another commitment out of the transfer portal today. He got 6'9" forward Tay Davis from Seton Hall. He announced his commitment this afternoon on social media. Davis is originally from Warren Central High School in Indianapolis. So he's, you know, another Indiana guy already, too, with Logan Imes that Shrewsbury has gone out and brought to South Bend. He played in 32 of Seton Hall's 34 games this past season. He only averaged 2.8 points, 2.8 rebounds in 13.4 minutes per game. But it's another guy with size. He's 6'9". He's a small forward. They get more size out of the transfer portal after they landed 6'10 forward Keba Jai from Penn State, of course, last month. And last month, of course, because today is June 1st. But they also got more size with Kerry Booth. You remember him, the 6'10 forward from Colorado, incoming freshman. So they've been able to get a lot of size right away. Tay Davis from Seton Hall, that gives Shrewsbury 10 scholarship players now on the roster heading into the season. So, you know, we'll see if he adds anybody else, but I think 10 is at least a good starting point. And, Salty says he likes having Indiana guys on the team. Nothing wrong with Indiana guys. And Micah Shrewsbury definitely, you know, following up his roots. He's got a couple of Indy guys with Imes and Davis now. And he, you know, he said in his introductory press conference at the end of March that he needed to make Indiana a priority. And he's got a couple of Indiana guys. Some other Notre Dame basketball related news. Monty Williams, fired, of course, by the Phoenix Suns last month. Just 2 years after leading the Suns to the NBA championship finals, the finals to the championship series, whatever you want to call it, you know, the finals. But he's been hired by the Detroit Pistons, and not just hired, he gets the richest contract for a head coach in NBA history. So he'll be making somewhere around $13 million a year. But it also means he's going to coach Neil Ivey's son, Jaden, up there in Detroit. He just finished his rookie season with the Pistons, so see where that goes for Monty Williams. Young club and a lot of rebuilding to do. So that's the basketball news. Two guests coming up. First up, 86 days to go until Notre Dame Navy in Dublin. So we're going to talk to Navy football insider Bill Wagner. After that, old friend of mine, Jim Kehoe. He's a unique guest. We're not going to talk X's and O's, football, basketball, or anything else. But Jim is a Sports Illustrated collector. Yes, he collects Sports Illustrated. He is not a collector for Sports Illustrated. He's not going to track you down, Salty. You know, he wants to know if he leans on people to get for their late subscriptions. No, that's not what Jim does. But a lot of details. He's got some a lot of cool old SIs. He'll share some of those with you. He's also going to tell you, like, if you're interested in collecting, like if you've got a couple boxes full of old SIs, he can tell you, you know, how to find out just how valuable they are, and maybe, you know, turn some of those into some capital of your own. First, though, longtime Navy beat writer Bill Wagner from the Annapolis Capital Gazette. We're going to talk to him. The first one, the Navy interview with Bill, is a recorded interview. They've got a new head coach, Ken Niumatalolo, no longer there. Jim is going to be with me live, though, after we talk to Bill. So we'll start off with Bill right now. Well, we are joined for a little Navy talk by Bill Wagner from the Annapolis Capital Gazette. I was about to say Post Gazette for some reason, but Capital Gazette. Thanks for doing this today, Bill. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Also, the Baltimore Sun. We're now one. It's the new era of the newspaper business where I work for the paper that I competed against for 20 years.
All right. There's a lot of that going around, isn't there? I mean, I think everyone's found themselves with new places and new titles and all kinds of stuff. But, well, you know, it's been a while since we talked, and Ken Niumatalolo is gone now after 15 years there at Navy. No real surprise, I'm guessing, after three straight losing seasons to kind of end his tenure there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is a surprise just based on his stature. I mean, he's the winningest coach in the history of Navy football, and he was very beloved by all of his players, former players, and any assistant that ever worked for him. I mean, he's just, you know, if you knew Ken Niumatalolo, you would understand what an incredibly decent human being he was, and he ran the program in such a first-class manner. So it was a bit of a shock to some people just because of who he was. But if you do dial down on the record and where the program was trending, it was not.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I know we've touched on this over the years. Where did it really kind of go off track for him these last few years, do you think?
Well, the offense, obviously, has not been up to the Navy standard. And there's a lot of reasons for it. The triple option will always be the bread and butter for Navy, but they needed to add other elements to keep teams honest. And number one, which a lot of people had been advocating for years, was some sort of short passing game, because the Navy passing attack had basically been play action deep balls, and that doesn't always work especially what opponents had started doing is just keeping a safety back to prevent that deep play action pass. So people have been saying for years, I'm one of them, that you got to develop some sort of short passing game, incorporate some screens, some short crossing routes, ways to get the ball to playmakers out in space, but with not high risk passes. And also knowing that you're not very good pass blocking team, that you're not built that way, not ask the offensive lineman to have to block long on pass plays. So the bottom line is like, you know, I think Coach Ken, you know, he believed in his system and he was somewhat unwilling to change. I know some of the assistant coaches had, you know, suggested some things that Navy could do differently, and he kind of was, you know, stubborn about it. And I think ultimately that may have proved the difference. But the bottom line, to answer your original question, is the offense has not been up to snuff.
Sure.
For, you know, really 4 of the last 5 years. They had one magical season in which Malcolm Perry, who turned out to be an NFL talent, ran wild. And other than that, the 4 seasons surrounding that one, the 2019 season, have been poor, subpar offensively.
Well, and the new head coach is Brian Newberry, maybe a little bit unusual since he was the defensive coordinator there for Niumatalola, and he takes the helm. You don't see very often where a head coach gets fired and one of his assistants gets promoted to the job. So how's, you know, what's the thought on that, and how have things gone so far?
Yeah, well, it is rare, but I think in this case, there was a situation where the defense has been carrying the torch for the last few seasons. The defense has been outstanding and ranked among the nation's best on a lot of levels. Navy, I think, ranked 2nd nationally in rushing defense last year, which is frankly amazing, especially since they play 2 of the top rushing teams in the country every year, in Army and Air Force. So you saw, you know, Notre Dame got Navy good on some, you know, long pass plays and others in the first half, but you saw what Navy did in the second half.
Yep.
Notre Dame didn't even barely pick up any yardage, much less first down. So the defense has been very solid, and I think it was a case where they didn't want to lose a talented defensive coordinator who had brought in and established a solid defense. And Brian Newberry has great leadership skills and has always, you know, all of his players really respect him and think highly of him. I think basically the mandate was, let's get some new offensive minds in here and come up with a new offense. There's nothing wrong with the defense, but let's get some new offensive people in here to try to develop some new schemes that'll get the offense back to where it needs to be.
And I think I saw, did I see that tight ends are going to be incorporated more in this offense now?
Yes, and that's something that Air Force has done for years, has always had a tight end who could be a downfield throwing pass threat. So, you know, yes, they're going to incorporate tight ends. I think it may take a while because right now all they have is, you know, basically converted defensive players.
Yeah.
And they're blockers at this point. It may be a few years. This current recruiting class is the first time they recruited tight ends who were brought in to be more skillful guys that can, you know, run routes and catch passes. So it may be a few years before they get to the point where they're utilizing the tight end the way they intend to.
Were you able to see a lot during the spring? Did you guys have much media access to see, you know, maybe what some of those offensive changes look like out there?
Yes. You know, I go to a lot of practices during the spring and we see him running plays. And I think a lot of it was the short passing game element. I mean, we could talk about this all day, but there's been major changes to how you can block that it really impacted triple option offense. The
right.
Number one being cut blocking on the perimeter. So Navy slot backs always blocked for each other, and the way that they blocked an opposing cornerback or safety on the edge was a cut block. Well, you can't do that anymore. So now Navy's got 5'8", 170-pound slot backs being asked to block 6'2", 210-pound safeties straight up, and it's a losing battle. So they have to figure out other ways to get the slot backs the ball on the perimeter other than just the pitch. So what we are seeing is more short passing concepts, flares, crossing routes, screen passes, that type of thing. That's the biggest change I've seen. You know, like I said, we'll see downfield passing with a tight end maybe in 2 or 3 years after they're able to get some skilled guys in here and teach them what they want them to do.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like nothing dramatic, but at the same time, if you just incorporate some of that stuff, you're not just solely reliant on pitch, dive, you know, keeper type stuff, obviously.
Exactly. I think they just want to be a little more versatile and be able to attack teams differently, you know, to just shake things up and also give them more to think about and more to prepare for.
So we saw Xavier Arline at quarterback when Notre Dame and Navy played last November, and that was because Ty Lavatai tore an ACL. So what's, you know, where's Lavatai maybe with his recovery? What's that quarterback situation looking like right now coming out of spring?
Well, as of right now, a current freshman, well, I guess technically now that school's over, he's a sophomore, Teddy Gleaton is the starter. And both Ty Lavatai and Xavier Arline are going to have to beat him out during the summer camp because Gleaton got all of the reps during the spring along with a classmate of his named Blake Horvath. But Gleaton clearly was the better of the two, and they really, really like him for the specific reason he throws the ball really well. He's a big guy. He's like 6'2", 210, 215, so he's a big, solid guy. You may remember Ricky Dobbs that played at Navy.
Right.
He kind of is a lot like Ricky. He's a big guy, so he runs as more of a power runner, not a speed or juke guy. But the most important thing is he throws a really, really good ball, and with their plans to start, you know, increasing the passing game, that gives him an advantage. Ty Lavatai is a pretty good passer. You know, he throws a nice ball, but the fact of the matter is completion percentage during the last two seasons has not been that high. But Xavier Arline is not a very good thrower. It's just not his strength. That's not his game. Ty did not participate in spring camp. Obviously, he's recovering from an ACL injury. And Xavier Arline had very limited participation because he was playing lacrosse for Navy men's lacrosse, and he got injured playing lacrosse, so he was not able to play lacrosse or football for a lot of when spring football camp was being held. So those guys are behind. I mean,
yeah,
we're talking about a new offense being installed here, completely new offense, new language, new everything, and those guys weren't taking any reps in the spring, whereas Teddy Gleaton got a lot of reps. So right now, Teddy Gleaton's ahead of the game, and I'd be put him as the odds-on favorite to start against Notre Dame in the season opener unless Arline or Lavatai do something really dramatic during the summer training camp.
Well, and it sounds like just, you know, listening to more passing be involved in this offense, I think, again, when we've talked in the past, you've talked about when Navy has been recruiting quarterbacks, they essentially – look for athletes and kind of turn them into an option quarterback once they get there to the Naval Academy. It sounds like guys who are actually, you know, athletic quarterbacks, I guess, in a high school might be kind of the new model that they're going to be looking at.
Well, the new offensive coordinator, Grant Chesnut, said that. He said that starting now, they're going to recruit quarterbacks who can throw. That's going to be every bit as important as having ability to run the option. So things have changed, and this offense is going to look different, and they're going to recruit personnel to a new style offense.
So I guess bigger picture, what are some of the bigger other questions that they have coming out of spring camp a month or so ago?
Well, I mean, the defense returns quite a bit of talent, and the new defensive coordinator, I mean, you know, of course, Brian Newberry is going to have his fingerprints all over the defense. He's, you know, still going to be very much involved there, but he promoted his inside linebackers coach, PJ Volker, to defensive coordinator. So there's a lot of talent coming back on the defensive side of the ball, and the system should not change very much. So I expect Navy to remain solid on defense. So it's all about offense. And one place where they suffered some, you know, serious losses was slot back. Both of the starting slot backs from last season, Mikel Haywood and Vincent Tyrell II, they transferred. So they basically are going to have brand new slot back core because some other guys graduated. There's only two guys, Daniel Jones and Kai Puialoha Rojas, another one of those names.
Yeah.
They're the only two slots that he have really have any experience. Now, they always have a ton of slots in the system, and they like some of their young guys. But slot back at present is an issue until someone proves that they can get the job done at that position. Just getting the whole offense back to a level where Navy for so long ranked consistently top five in rushing offense. And they've fallen off that a bit, and they need to get back to being a dominant running program. And they're hopeful by throwing these other wrinkles in that when they run, it's not – I mean, frankly, if you're a fan of Navy football, the last two seasons in particular, you got sick of seeing either fullback dive or quarterback keep. It was just like 75% of the triple option had come down to that. And it just – it was boring. It didn't – you know, it was 2 yards at a time type of stuff. And it just got to be frustrating. So everyone's really excited to see some new elements, some new ways to move the ball. And we'll just have to see how that goes. I mean, you know, whether they can get it in one season turned around to the point where the offense is carrying its load a bit more will remain to be seen. And I guess one other question mark, if you will, is they lost their kicker. Bijan Nichols was basically a four-year starter. Now, last year, he was injured for a lot of the season. I think he actually, the Notre Dame game was his first game back after missing every game up to that point. And he missed an extra point in that game. Mm-hmm. But Bijan Nichols was a very solid, reliable kicker. And now they have to find a new place kicker. That's another question mark, I would say.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You talked about those slot backs transferring. Has there been more of that even for Navy since the portal, you know, was thrust upon the college world, I guess?
Yeah, I think it has really increased things because the way it worked before is that the players interested in thinking about transferring would go to the coaching staff, and that would give the coaching staff a head start on trying to convince them to stay, get their friends around them to talk to them about why it's, you know, getting a degree from the academy is so valuable, how, you know, if you graduate from the academy, you're set for life. And now these guys are just entering the portal and getting contacts without, you know, the coaching staff may not even know initially.
Right.
It's changed everything. And readily available ability to transfer is definitely, I think, causing. And the thing at Navy, which is important to remember, is that after your sophomore year, you can transfer without penalty. If you, they do what they call a 2-for-7 signing prior to the start of classes of your junior year. And if you sign that paperwork, you're committing to 5 years of postgraduate military service in addition to the final two remaining years of your education. And once you sign those papers, if you leave, you can be subject to having the government ask for repayment of your education, which is not, you know, it's probably like close to $100,000 for a year. So
yeah.
I think what you're seeing is players who, after their sophomore season, think that they might have some sort of pro potential or want to play at a higher level, they're going to transfer just because that's their window to do so. So, yeah, I mean, it's a one-way street for Navy. They can't take any transfers. And they're going to lose some every year. So it's a difficult situation.
We're finally going to get this Notre Dame Navy game over in Dublin this year.
Yeah. I was already in 2020 and that didn't happen. And then they didn't even play at all.
I know exactly. We get, you know, are you got your flights booked and ready to go?
Yeah. I still have my, my voucher from Aer Lingus. So,
From last time, really?
Yeah, I bought a flight and then they canceled the game and we got the voucher. So I've got to get organized. That's one of the things I need to do is get organized for the trip. But one thing I did was book into the Navy Hotel because I found out that hotel prices in Dublin during that weekend are about 400 to 500 US dollars.
Whew, man.
So they're jacking the prices up.
I saw last week 39,000 fans is what I saw are supposed to make the trip from the States over there to Ireland. So
it's a sellout.
Yeah, exactly. I'm impressed that Aer Lingus gave you a voucher like that, though, that you can use 3 years later, because I had a flight booked during the pandemic and I only had a year to use it. You know, it was domestic, but it was.
I was very pleased. I think a lot of it was COVID related, but yes, it was very, very nice that they extended the voucher.
Bill Wagner, always good to talk to you. First time we've actually seen each other. Usually it's been on the phone, of course, over the years, but hey, technology. Annapolis Capital Gazette and the Baltimore Sun as well. Appreciate you, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sean. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
You too. Bill Wagner, he's been there. He's been covering Navy for three decades at this point for the Annapolis Capital Gazette. He's been around for a while. We Are Not Marshall asks about with lacrosse recent national championship, can we do a full lacrosse segment? That is, let's just say it's in the works. They went straight from Philadelphia after spending a day. I think they did a clinic the next day, and then they're in Germany for 10 days. So we'll be efforting lacrosse in the very near future.